The death of the folklorist Alan Lomax almost 2 weeks ago was marked by many public radio programs, including this one, with a real sense of debt. Lomax traveled the country, then the world, recording the sounds of ordinary people, some with extraordinary talent. He used recorded sound to broaden our sense of human experience. His microphone was democratic, documenting traditions regardless of their commercial possibilities. Remembering Alan Lomax made many of us remember first hearing Lead Belly or Big Bill Brunzi, or this fiddle and guitar tune from the Shetland Islands recorded in 1950. For Mary Lotuka of Maynard, Massachusetts, the remembrance of Alan Lomax was also a remembrance of her own childhood. She called up the NPR program The Connection last week, and we've invited her into the studio at member station WBUR to talk to us. Mary Lotuka, when did you meet Alan Lomax?
That was in 1951, when he came to Norton Park School and asked a bunch of children to play games and sing songs.
And where is Norton Park School?
Oh, that is in Edinburgh, Scotland.
And this couldn't have been a typical request for a man to come and ask you to perform games while he recorded.
No, but we did have many playground games, and we were glad to do that.
Alan Lomax came back with a recording from that trip to Scotland that included girls at the Norton Park School jumping rope and singing songs as they did. Let's hear one of them.
I'm a little Norton girl, my mother, she is dead. My father is a doctor, and won't buy me my bread. I sit upon the windowsill to hear the organ play and think of my dear mother who's dead and far away.
Do you remember that?
I sure do.
I am a little orphan girl. My mother, she is dead.
She is dead. My father is a drunkard and will not give me bread.
It says, and goes right in my bed, it says actually in the lyric that I'm looking at. But so
So now I remember it as, and would not give me bread.
I sit upon the windowsill.
And look into the night. I sit upon the windowsill.
To hear the organ play
and think of my dear mother who is far away. And then it goes on to be laid in the grave beside her brother. Is that the one?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Have you heard this recording in the years since 1951?
Yes, I heard it when I was in the Childhood Museum in Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a song being sung and I said, I know that song. And it was the wind blows high.
And it was a recording of you?
It was a recording of that. Well, it wasn't me singing. No, I had a very minute part, a bunch of us playing. But that was at the same time that we made those, you know, the games were recorded.
The wind blows high. This is the schoolyard rhyme that I guess you heard in the museum. Let's hear it.
Yeah, the wind blows high, the snow comes falling from the sky, and then someone's name, you know, like Mary Murphy said, she'd die for the pride of the Golden City. She is handsome, she is pretty. She is the girl of the Golden City. She is handsome, 1, 2, 3, come and tell me who she'll be.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the girl of the Golden City. She has lovers, 1, 2, 3, pray her, tell me who they be.
Now, once again, Mr. Lomax didn't hear she is handsome. He heard she has lovers, 1, 2, 3.
2, 3, oh. I may have blocked that out because that does sound a bit familiar.
It sounds like the schoolyard rhymes may have been a little bit more risque
Then
you 13-year-olds grew up to remember them when you became grown-ups. Once again, it's about a girl who's going to die and for her lover in the golden sky.
I know.
What kind of schoolyard jump rope rhymes were these?
They were either to do with war or to do with death or to do with poverty, it seemed.
Now the war is over, Mussolini's dead. He wants to go to heaven with a crown upon his head. The Lord says no, he's got to stay below, all dressed up and nowhere to go.
Did the experience of hearing that, did it bring you back to the schoolyard?
Yes, it did. You know, you thought they were also, although they were lean times, they were happy times also.
I'm always curious about the way that memory works, and I wonder if hearing the sound of you and the other girls singing these songs as you jumped rope brought back images to your mind that you hadn't recalled in all these years, whether suddenly you could remember what things looked like or what some girls were like that you really had put out of mind all this time.
Well, I was thinking how Edinburgh was smoky and different from what it is today. You know, we didn't have television in Scotland until 1953, I believe it was. So it was just a different time. But
it did bring
back lots of memories,
it,
yeah.
It brought back lots
You'd
of
celebrate
memories.
Things with bonfires in the street. And
Now, when you called The Connection last week,
yes.
You recited a rhyme that I gather wasn't included on the Rounder Records Alan Lomax collection. But you remembered it verbatim, it seemed. What was that one?
Oh, that was the night was dark, the war was over, the battlefield was shed with blood, and there I spied a wounded soldier lying dying as he said, God bless my wife and all my people, and tell all my children, and tell my people that I'm dying for the sake of the Union Jack. And for some reason, those words stuck in my mind.
Well, there's one other jump rope rhyme that was included in the compact disc from the that we received from the Lomax archives. This is called, and you'll have to explain it to me, it's called I Polity Politaska. Let's hear the recording.
I Polity Politaska, Polity Politu. I Polity Politaska, Polity Politu. Oh, Alla Tinga, you do the rumba. Oh, Alla Tinga, do the rumba, umba, umba, umba. Hey!
Oh, I'm a tinker to do the rumba?
I Politinka, yeah. It doesn't quite make sense, does it? And I don't know really what it means, you know. It must have been that the rumba was just coming in and that was picked up.
Well, nobody dies in that one anyway.
No, that's just a nice little happy one.
And when you would do these jump rope and sing these songs that went with them, did everyone always sing the same words, or could you make variations as you went along?
Well, it's beginning to sound as if I made variations.
We have. Or we can just forgive you the lapse of memory 50 years later. But so I guess there was some room for improvisation.
I wonder if my mother told me that was the words when I was singing them.
You mean the part about my father the drunkard and the lovers and all that?
I wonder, yes. I had the type of mother that would have said, oh, you've got that wrong, and sung it along with me till I got it the way she wanted to hear it.
Well, Mrs. Letuka, yeah. It's very nice to talk with you about this.
It's been real nice speaking with you.
Mary Letuka of Maynard, Massachusetts, who grew up in Edinburgh, where as a schoolgirl, she and her friends were recorded jumping rope and singing by the late Alan Lomax.